Nashville police, twice deported Honduran charged in two murders. By Amy Furr on October 15, 2023. A man who has been deported twice from the United States has been charged with two murders in Nashville, Tennessee. Authorities have charged 31-year-old Kevin Castro Garcia, a Honduran national, in the fatal shooting of Elmer Nahum Miranda Martinez, Fox News reported Sunday. In a social media post Tuesday, the Metro Nashville Police Department said detectives charged the suspect in the 37-year-old victim's death. His body was found 9/27 in a burned car on Franklin Limestone Road. Castro Garcia, a native of Honduras, has twice been deported from the U.S. The post read in the caption, along with a picture of the suspect in the torched vehicle. Miranda Martinez was reportedly killed prior to being placed in the vehicle's trunk, and law enforcement is still working to determine a motive for the alleged crime. In a social media post on Friday, police announced Castro Garcia was charged with a second murder pertaining to the fatal shooting of a 26-year-old Nashville resident named Brandon Rivas Noriega. His decomposing body was found in the trunk of a car off Earl Hill Road. Castro Garcia is charged with homicide and abuse of a corpse in this case, the agency said. Rivas Noriega was reported missing on October 5 after family received text messages from him indicating that he was in trouble and needed money, Fox 17 Nashville reported, citing police. His mother told officials the last time she saw the young man was when he was driving her Ford Focus a few days beforehand, the Fox article continued. Detectives learned that the missing man would often visit a residence on Fanning Drive in the city's Antioch neighborhood. During a search of the residence, investigators found the owner's manual for a Ford Focus, Rivas Noriega's driver's license and paperwork for property on Rural Hill Road. Law enforcement officials arrived at the property and located the car behind an abandoned trailer. Decomposing remains, later identified as Rivas Noriega, were discovered inside its trunk. According to law enforcement, he had been shot to death and some of his tattoos had been cut off. In September, an illegal alien who had been deported 9 times from the United States was accused of murdering his roommate prior to a shootout with police in Dallas, Texas, according to Breitbart News. One officer was hurt during the incident. Juan Vicente Zavala Lopez, a 45-year-old illegal alien, was arrested and charged with murder, aggravated assault, and 4 counts of aggravated assault on a peace officer, the outlet said. In March, an illegal alien who had been deported twice and was previously convicted of assault in the state of Oregon was accused of fleeing again to America after murdering someone in Guerrero, Mexico, per Breitbart News. The outlet identified the suspect, who was deported a third time, as 33-year-old Noe Rosas Soto of Mexico, noting that he had fled back to the United States by crossing the southern border. According to the Fox article, officials are reportedly holding Castro Garcia behind bars on a $1.01 million bond.